Check. Check. Sounds good. Adam's drinking cum that he bought.
Chocolate cum.
Chocolate cum. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet you do like chocolate cum, don't you, Adam? Cacao, it says on
the
bottom.
You know, Sav, there are different races of people, but the cum is always the same.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how do you make it chocolate, then? Smart guy.
A little bit of Bisquick. Nesquick.
Bisquick?
Bisquick
is cum pancakes?
Is pancakes, yeah. Nesquick.
And it's bad, too. It's
Damn,
a bad
I
want to
make Nesquick pancakes now.
That would be awesome.
Damn, should I not go to Boston? Should we just cook
yeah.
today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're just brownies. I'm like, oh. Yeah. Oh, it's
just
oh, it's
brownies you cook in a pan? Actually?
Oh, I just made brownies.
Dude, can we... What would happen if you put brownie mix in a pan?
What? What's up? You're listening to Cumtown.
Brownies in a pan.
I want Weird Al to do Black Guy by Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. What's the... You're I don't
black
know Billie
guy.
Eilish.
You know that song.
Suck my little dick, guy.
Yeah, suck my How's little dick, guy.
I want to suck
the
you.
Honk, the honky donkey
talk. Talk. The bad guy bad, does the fucking honk.
Bad guy.
No,
honk
I believe you're doing
donk.
Achy Breaky Heart by
no,
Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, that's Old Town
that's
Road.
A wrong song.
The guy from Old Town Road?
Yeah.
From Old Town Road?
Old Town Load. I'm going to go down to Old Town and suck off one of those. Did you ever spend any time in Old Town Gaithersburg? Old Town Gaithersburg is so funny because it's like... It's like, you know, a train station and like, you know, the fucking, like, it used to be Growlers. I don't know what it is now. It's a brewery.
Oh, I forgot about Growlers. You ever do Irwin's horrible show at Growlers?
No, no, but I used to go there for something. I dated a girl that loved either their pretzel or some fucking item they had there.
Growlers.
Well, it was because that brewery's been there forever. And it's been like 9 different places. It was like the Old Town Brewery and then it was Growlers. There used to be a sandwich shop called Ray's or Roy's over there that, like, I loved.
They I'm had, not as familiar, but yeah.
Well, Old Town, it's like, but then, you know, it's just now all nothing but, like, El Salvadorians.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like this, like, weird little town filled with, like, people that have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Or how they got there.
It's like, but there are historic protections on the facades
exactly.
of the buildings.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while. I thought it got, like, wildly gentrified.
What, Old Town Gaithersburg?
Yeah, Gaithersburg in general.
No, it was kind of the other way around.
Really?
Well, up and then down, I guess... Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I went to an Elevation Burger. You guys ever fuck with those?
Yeah.
I went to one of those in Gaithersburg one time.
Well, what they did was the entirety of the county is like all their... Everything in between the towns, they just filled in with shit.
Right.
So, like, that's where all the Elevation Burgers
were. Yeah, that's true. All strip malls, hella strip malls
over
there. Yeah,
because there used to be, like, a distinction between Gaithersburg and Rockville. There was, like, you know, nothing in between the two. Mm-hmm. It was literally, like, a farm. It was King's
it was all,
Farm.
Yeah.
And then they built King's Farm, which is now, like, a town in its own right that just sort of merged the two together. So, yeah, like, 355 all the way up from D.C.
It's
all the
like
way to
Judge Dredd, the super cities.
Yeah, yeah. All the way up to P.A. is just all strip malls.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember that I went to Old Town... Ellicott City.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
With a bunch of my
Shouts out to Coco Lane and the Phoenix.
Yeah. my ex-girlfriend's criminal friends who she had to ask to leave their guns in the car. And then they kept telling me that I'm the only white N-word that they fuck
with.
But
they're Korean.
But they're Korean.
Yeah. You have to make
Stop
it
making it sound like you're cooler than you are.
No. They were Asian criminals.
Yeah. Well, the Asians are scarier.
They're
because
scarier because they're they're madder.
They're angrier and they know karate.
Yeah.
Mm, that is true.
Yeah.
Where'd you go in Old
Ellicott
City?
Yeah, there was something like Jason Statham, probably the most famous white martial artist.
Yeah.
There is. And I know people are probably going to be like, well, what about MMA guys? Jason Statham is more famous than all
of
them.
What about Chuck Norris, though?
Chuck Norris was the grandfather of...
Chuck Norris is gay. Jason Statham is the most famous white martial artist. He releases a video of him spin kicking the top off a bottle.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, my God. And then every Chinese person with a cell phone camera...
Can do it on the first try.
Immediately duplicates it. a Chinese baby did it the next day. Did you see that viral video of that Chinese baby drawing rabbits?
No.
It's a baby, and they're just drawing like rabbits perfectly.
What?
And then like turning the page and doing another one.
Damn, we're fucked, dude.
I mean,
the Chinese will overtake
us. We're not fucked. Absolutely. I see it as like a natural biological process. That is what evolution is. People like think like, oh, human be evolution be cool, be like X-Men where suddenly we have like powers. It's like, no, it's the Chinese killing all the other races.
Yep.
That's right.
And that is
continuing
true.
On the species.
I remember Darwin said that shit.
And literally, survival of the fittest. That's what it is.
The Chinese.
The Chinese. They got the coolest clothes. That's what it meant.
The survival of the most fitted.
Yeah.
I just did a Hong Kong double feature the other night. I saw
you sucked off two Chinese guys.
No, no, that's not
the old Friedland Hong Kong double feature.
I was talking about going to
Yeah.
No, I watched Police Story and then I watched Hard Boiled.
Hard Boiled
rocks.
Story cock.
Now in the Criterion Collection.
Is it?
Yeah. And they
Hard Boiled's on YouTube.
Police Story 1 and 2. I picked it up. I got it because I went to Barnes and Noble and they're doing that Criterion sale. I was like, oh, let's see. And they have Police Story 1 and 2 in the Criterion Collection, 50% off.
It's one of the best action movies ever.
Oh, damn, I haven't seen Police Story.
It's fucking insane. It's really? So good.
I've seen Hard Boiled, but not Police Story.
We got shit to do after this, but we should watch Police Story.
I love the credit sequence where they show all the bloopers, and then they show all of the like extras and stuntmen just getting carried off in stretchers. And Jackie Chan just be like, you're going to be all right,
brother. The fact that there's still not like a good like Blu-ray transfer of both Hard Boiled and The Killer is fucking, it's a travesty.
I literally had to watch Hard Boiled on YouTube. It was randomly on some like Chinese YouTube channel.
I got a 720p torrent, but
no, but
it looked all right.
That just, that's the,
but it was the Kingdom version.
720p is the resolution of like the file.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what the transfer is. So you're still...
It's not... I don't think it was Blu-ray. It was probably DVD. Because
There's like a Dragon Dynasty Blu-ray.
Oh, that's what I got. Yeah, I got the Dynasty version.
That one's shit. Yeah.
That's the one I got.
Pull the rug out from under you.
Yeah. The old Criterion...
I'm sorry.
The old Criterion DVD transfer is better than that, even though it's DVD and not Blu-ray.
Mm.
But those are hard to find.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you can find a rip of it, but it's like DVD just sucks.
Yeah.
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 John Woo is just the fucking best, dude.
Yeah.
The fucking the birds and
how about
the ducks?
John Poo when he directed Ass Off?
Yeah.
Where
just
John
guys throwing
Travolta
shit at
and
each
Nicolas
other.
Cage switch asses.
Switch holes.
Switch holes. And then John Travolta is just like, I think I'll go out and get gay fucked tonight. Nicolas Cage is like, no, not my ass. He's fucking my ass. He's letting my ass get fucked. I just want to get my ass back.
Damn. Yep. John Travolta or Nicolas Cage just did a pilot holding his asshole open.
Mm-hmm.
Or a masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best, dude. That masseuse that said Travolta just held his ass open.
Mm-hmm.
Like while getting a massage.
Yeah,
I think you're forgetting somewhere.
He kept doing that and he kept just grabbing their dicks during the massage. Mm-hmm. Which is so bold, honestly.
Now that he's bald, he's gone bald. When's
Liv
he gonna
Moss.
Liv Moss, dude.
That's right.
The Liv Moss
mentality. Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. When's he gonna go gay now that he's bald?
I think Scientology's got that under wraps, but he's finally ready to be bald.
No, I've been bald for a while.
Whoa,
thank you.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
You admitted it?
You're one of my friends that I've became friends with right as they were like, fuck, should I shave my head? I've had numerous friends like that where I become friends with them as they're losing their hair.
Mm, it's you, dude. You're the harbinger.
Yeah.
The harbinger of losing your
hair.
I
think it's because I have nice hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're like, maybe I'll just live vicariously through this man.
No, I mean, you looked bad when you were drunk as shit, and you looked horrible.
But I had great hair.
You did have good hair, but
yeah.
You were routinely driving drunk and pulling your penis out on the sidewalk to piss,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff.
Uh huh.
But the hair, was good.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, dude. Yeah.
Sleeping in your car.
Yeah. Yeah, you could
But he had the hair of Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. I had a natural charisma that attracted
Yeah.
That people want to surround themselves with success. I got a book at Kinko's, 15 Habits of Highly Successful People.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you wake up at 1 a.m. every day. Every single day you're up at 1 a.m. Number two, lists. Every wall in my house is filled with lists.
Ranking of things.
People I want to get revenge upon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I have those lists in my head.
I have a secret list.
Number three, set deadlines.
Mm.
Deadlines is a subset of lists.
It is.
So you have a hierarchy.
You're sort of listing time.
Of lists and then deadlines underneath it. Number four, always get revenge.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be fun to release one of those books, those seven tips of highly successful people.
That would be good.
From the perspective of like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should just
number five, murder Vince Foster, but not Monica Lewinsky. Why? Because then people will point at Monica Lewinsky and say, well, why wasn't she murdered then? Obviously, she could do more damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because it would be too obvious.
You know Hill on her deathbed, though.
You murder Vince Foster to prevent the second Monica Lewinsky.
Right, right, right. You don't want to kill the golden goose or whatever.
Yeah.
What information was Vince Foster privy to?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. He was just like a lawyer or something. Yeah.
He's like White House counsel.
He wrote a letter or something, they say?
Something like that. He was like, yeah, Bill has murdered and raped people. Like, I found that out.
Mm.
I can't.
He wrote
conscience.
That letter.
Yeah. He's like, I can't in good conscience continue representing mm-hmm. Bill knowing that he's raped.
Raped the thousands of women.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know he released that kind of information.
I just got an email. I will pay money to have my boyfriend roasted on Cumtown.
Mm-hmm. How much?
I don't know.
$400,000.
How about we have sex with her on the podcast?
That's a type of roasting.
That is a roast.
Yeah, we're going to roast
getting
your boyfriend
head.
By running a train on her live on the pod.
Dude, honestly, nothing will hurt your feelings more. There's no joke that'll hurt your feelings
it's
more
so rude
than us
that.
Getting our little dick sucked.
I hope this email finds you well. My dumbass boyfriend's birthday is coming up on September 4th, and he literally worships Cumtown. Is there any way I can pay you guys to roast him on your podcast for that week?
Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably get a lot of requests like this. No, not really. Alternatively,
no, now everyone's going to email.
Yeah.
God damn it.
If there's any way you could let me know if you're having a show in NYC... Yeah, well, maybe you should listen to the fucking podcast.
Listen to the show, fucking bitch.
First of all, and I like that idea. Maybe we should have sex with Julia on the show.
Never say the guy's name.
To roast her boyfriend. I fucked those guys from that show over here as a birthday present for you.
Babe.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Damn,
do you think
dude.
There is like a level of Cumtown fan that is so much of a fan that they want us to fuck their girlfriend?
Well, I know that's what absolutely. You're looking for, Adam.
No, I'm not looking for that.
If you're one of those guys, email Adam because
no, those guys want Nick to fuck their
they
girlfriend.
They want Nick desperate. Too. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I don't mm-hmm. fuck. That's
the they that's Nick, part of the fantasy.
Yeah, Nick with just absolutely no expression on his face.
Yes, they don't want you to be having a good time.
Just dead-eyed.
You're doing them an honor fucking their
do
girlfriend.
Anything but contemplate bits.
That's right. That's all.
As you should. As a principle.
The platonic ideal of podcasting. you do nothing but bits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I spent the morning just watching commercials from the 1990s.
Yeah, we were just texting about commercials we like.
Right. That's where it starts. Say, so you just watch all the Science and Kirk commercials from
uh-huh.
the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. If you, what was it?
If you have a phone, you are a faggot.
That's right. Having phones is gay.
Yeah. Having a phone is gay. If you have a phone, you are a faggot. Science and Kirk.
Science, Kirk, and Miles.
No, man. Only Science
and Kirk. You don't fuck with... I remember it blew my mind when Miles got in the mix, dude. Because wasn't he a different TV lawyer?
I don't remember that.
There was some kind of merging that happened, and I was like, oh... It was like it was like the Avengers.
Anytime anything new happened, dude, you remember when Bell Atlantic became Verizon?
Oh my God, dude! Remember Singular was
AT&T.
They would change.
They
all
go
the
back
time.
And forth, yeah.
Because they were all the same company. It was all just Bell at one point.
Yeah, Bell's cooler sounding too.
Yeah.
And by the way, Time Warner, we're not fucking confused because you're Spectrum now, bitch. Mm-hmm. That's the first one I got mad at.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow,
Time Warner sucks.
Tomorrow, I got the cable guys coming. I'm getting cable.
Nice, man.
Oh, about sick, dude.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah, because I realized it's like I've been spending like $80 a month on
streaming services,
Curiosity Stream, Stars, ESPN.
That's what's gonna happen, dude. Like,
all this shit that I don't need.
You just need to find someone's mom's login. That's what I do.
Well, if you have Optimum, you just put the login into Apple TV and use all those. So it's
that's
like,
what I do.
I'll just do it that way, not give Apple the money, and then also I get the added benefit of a fucking DVR, and then. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, dude, there's so many streaming services that people are just going to start getting cable again.
Yeah, somebody decides what to watch for me. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Dude, there's nothing nicer than just hitting the button and TV's on.
Well, what's realistically going to happen, I think, probably, is that Apple is going to... Because Apple has the money to bankroll, like, shit that Netflix can't compete with.
They're starting a platform.
Yeah, they're going to have their own platform, and then they're going to be able to control distribution, and the only thing that's going to get in their way is fucking, like, antitrust bullshit. But Apple's going
to,
like...
No one seems to give a fuck about antitrust shit right now. Every company's fucking... There's, like, even less companies.
Yeah.
Disney bought everything.
Yeah.
Disney's about to fuck everyone's ass. They
own
got
like
that
40% of all media.
Let's put it this way. Once Apple has their own platform that they're competing with Netflix and it's just built into Apple TV.
True.
And like
it's all on your phone already. It's on your
iPad.
It's
about to come out.
It's already there. And then they have something that operates like fucking cable service where there's already pre-programmed shit just playing anyways. Then that'll like... Because what people want is not only streaming on-demand stuff, but also I think like what I miss personally with cable or with broadcast television is the fact that it's programmed externally means that you're participating in this watching event, presumably with other people that are watching it at the same time. So despite the fact that you're sitting in your apartment by yourself, there is some kind of innate sense of like
community.
Not community.
Or like a social moment.
You are like participating in something.
Yeah, I get that.
You don't feel as isolated.
Yeah, that's what my friend's girlfriend said about Game of Thrones.
About Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That it's a social movement.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like the last.
Yeah,
like,
everyone was watching it.
Literally everyone. You had to watch it live.
Yeah, it was just fun to make fun
of. And sports is
And then you took
like
her comment
like
and turned it into her saying that it was like the civil rights movement.
She did say that.
Did she?
Yeah, she said like people will remember when they were alive during the 60s during civil rights, just like they'll remember when they were alive during Game of Thrones.
Yep.
What does that mean? People remember when they were alive.
That's the same girlfriend that like we
that's
were.
It's called remembering. Everybody remembers.
Of course,
that.
Yeah.
I love.
You remember where
shit.
You were during 9/11? In school.
Everyone does.
That's where I was every day at that point in my life.
Yeah, I was in French class.
She also tried to put on the Hamilton soundtrack while we were all chilling once, and we're all like, nah.
Wait,
my ex girlfriend did that.
She tried to put on like the rap. CD soundtrack.
Just hanging out.
Drinking.
Oh my God.
That happened before I knew what it was. I was with my ex-girlfriend and her friends, and they were like, "You got to hear this Hamilton."
It's hip hop.
It's rap, but
it's
about
real
hip hop. Hamilton, and I'm like, "Is this for babies?" Is this schoolhouse?
It's a kid's
rap?
Like what a gay ass teacher plays.
I know,
to teach
right?
You
exactly.
Something. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I was like, "Are you a substitute teacher? Why are you listening?"
You know, like some white teacher trying to fucking reach out to black kids that hate him.
You know who the coolest MC of all time was? Bill Shakespeare. One of those kind of.
Oh
teachers.
Yeah, the poster was Shakespeare with the sunglasses.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Yeah, suck my dick.
I'm not gonna fucking learn.
How about you let us get pussy in the classroom?
Now we're
That's
talking.
That's cool.
How about you put some sunglasses on
my dick and my balls. I want double layer sunglasses
on my dick
and balls.
I
want them getting sucked.
Hovering down on top of my dick like the deal with the dog. Well, I get my dick in science class.
Then I'll learn about covalent bonds, you dumb bitch.
Excuse me, Mr. Garrity, how about we measure my dick in Stacy's ass?
Yes, that makes sense to me. You measure each girl's pussy, and then you dip your dick in each pussy, and that's how you know how big your dick is.
Mr. Garrity, come to the principal's office immediately. One of the parents said that you're... This is just a cruel joke, right? You're not actually letting the kids measure their dicks in the girls' pussies, are you? I was trying to be cool. You said sit in
a chair. I gotta reach these inner city youth somehow.
I spent $900 on Kangol hats last year, and it did nothing. You said find a way to reach these kids, and I said letting them get wet, get their dicks wet in class. I figured, just stand and deliver. He's like, hey, do you want to change your life? Maybe you should get some pussy while doing math.
Honestly, I would have learned so much if it was like, you will get head if you
learn
this.
Or if it was
this.
Like Veronica Vaughn taking off one piece of clothing.
No, not really, because I could have just jacked off. But if they were like, memorize a fucking entire chapter of this book.
But you have to get the answers right to have her take her clothes off.
But I don't care about seeing titties, Adam. Yeah. I can see titties.
Today we're going to learn
fuck.
About the gooey.
When you're 10 years old, you could not see 10. Titties?
Well, yes, but not 10. We're talking like 13.
We're going to learn about 14. The gooey breastimal system. We're going to all hold down Erica, and we're going to nut on her big pre-developed tits.
I don't know about the holding down.
Well, no, that was an essential part of...
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, the girls in the classroom are not... They are not on board with them.
Oh, I thought they were on board. It was all consensual.
No. This is the fellas in the class.
I see. This is a fellas geared towards the fellas.
Yeah, guys rule.
So how would the women learn? Yeah.
Well, I guess someone filed a Title IX complaint, so we have to burn the school down. Because we found out what was happening in Mr. Garrity's class.
Damn. Well, then how are we going to teach young girls, man?
No, they don't learn shit. They just want to do STEM. That's all they care about is STEM. I don't even know what that is.
Science, tech.
Was it baking?
Yeah, it's engineering.
Baking. Yeah.
And marbled cakes.
Yeah.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Marbled cakes. You ever had a nice marbled cake, Adam?
Of course.
Sweets, treats, edibles, and marmalades. That's what STEM stands for. And it's baking for girls.
Uh-huh.
It's it. Why don't we get it? We're going to put more girls in the kitchen workforce.
That's true.
Instead of taking women out of the kitchen, let's just turn the kitchen into a job.
Smart.
Yeah.
For too long, fat Brazilians with arm tattoos and cool hair have become chefs.
Yeah.
We used to be hair.
Yes, chef!
Now we got to get the bitches back in the kitchen, baby.
Bitches back in the kitchen.
There are too many cool chefs now, man.
Mm.
It is funny that, like, you know, get in the kitchen is something you say to humiliate a woman or whatever by implying that women play this, like, subservient domestic role or whatever. But then you see the women that are actually in the kitchen, and they're the most, like, bull dyke man-hating. Like, the women that literally choose to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Midwest moms.
Yeah, my name's Sharon.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, it's a job, baby.
They got crew cuts.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the N-word. They're taking it back.
Basically, I'm attracted to other women that look like the guy from Smash Mouth. And we just have weird blocky sex with each other. Yeah, we just grind like two Lego men connected at the butt before we go back to our kitchen. We put on our non-slip shoes. Just ram our refrigerator-sized asses into each other.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That sounds hot.
It looks like two hippos fanning shit all over each other.
So they're shitting in each other's pussies?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that? Okay.
I don't really know anything about sex. I've never even heard of it.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I've never even heard of such a thing.
You've heard of it.
No.
Yeah, huh? From no, other guys.
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
When they describe the thing they're about
other
to do to you.
Other guys told you about it.
They told you about the stuff they did to you already.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Actually, yes. I just checked.
Yes.
Yes. Adam, how are your numbers coming up? Are you checking it?
What?
On the thing we're talking about with Nick?
100.
100, right?
Yeah,
so are mine.
Yeah.
Mine are coming up 102.
That's the reading.
That guys are having sex with him and telling him about it later.
100.
100 skis. Oh, fuck, dude. Do you guys know Bikram Yoga was just some guy named fucking Bikram?
Yeah, who was horny.
And he raped.
He raped, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Yeah. I thought it was some ancient Indian shit.
No, he was some just guy like, let's turn it up to 140 degrees
let's
so
get,
I can sniff
let's
your
get
nasty
pussies.
Your pussy.
Why don't I want to hear the stank. Make the temperature more. It's just a soul cycle. They're like, sir, do you have a membership? No. I was looking for the bathroom. But maybe we make it hotter.
Maybe it's a little warmer.
Maybe we make it hotter for the baby girls in the class.
Yeah, my man just bathing in titty sweat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some guy that created like 10 years ago or some shit. Mm-hmm. And it looks like M. Night Shyamalan a little bit. I don't know where M. Night's from.
Philly.
Right, but...
India.
The way his ethnic... Is he Indian?
Yeah, probably.
Is that what Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
It's South Indian.
It could be anywhere, man. Shyamalan?
It's Southern Hindu.
Yeah. Southern India.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this... You know how the South be down there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you... commit rape on a crowded bus.
Man, Twitter really sucks now.
Yeah, it's
like
bad.
It just keeps getting worse in the same way.
Mm-hmm. A lot of arguments.
It's nothing but arguments.
A lot of arguments.
Yeah, but on the plus side, people were talking about Susan Sarandon, and it made me look up her titties, and I got to say, man.
I look them up on the daily.
Every couple weeks, man, everyone should check back in on how awesome Susan Sarandon's titties are.
She's got some jumbo yum-yums.
Big ups to Susan Sarandon for marrying Chris Sarandon, taking his name, and then becoming like a million times more famous.
Oh, really? Who's Chris Sarandon? I don't even fucking know.
He was in Fright Night, and
he's
the voice of Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. He's easy to confuse.
He never got married again, right?
He's easy to confuse with Michael Norrie, mm-hmm. who is similarly just some guy.
I don't know who Michael Norrie is.
Maybe you wouldn't recognize him if you saw him.
She never got married to Tim Robbins, right? They were just common law?
I don't know. I guess not.
She's dating some ping pong guy right now.
Yeah, she loves ping pong.
Well, he owns a ping pong business. I look up on whether or not she's single. I feel like she fucks guys our age.
I am going to fuck her.
That's
Michael
Norrie. He's like a television.
He looks familiar to me, sort of.
And then this is Chris Sarandon.
What was Michael Norrie in? I think I've seen him in something.
You've probably seen him in a lot of shit. And then here's Chris Sarandon. I'm trying to find a younger picture of him. That's Chris Sarandon.
I have no idea who that man is.
Yeah, but they look the same.
He looks kind of like a fucked up Michael Imperioli.
He looks like a fucked up Tony Danza.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Yeah.
Damn. And he got Susan Sarandon's titties right at the ripest of all age. Although I must say they're ageless. They look incredible to this day. So salute to her and whatever God blessed her with. We should be studying her titties for science to know how to make titties in a lab that
Why
look
do you,
like that.
You get on your phone when I'm... It's always right when I look something
up. I was
up
looking
for
up
the
Chris
show.
Sarandon.
You can do what I'm...
He's
I
looking
at,
up Chris
I'm
Sarandon.
Looking up,
but you always pull something up on your phone and then you just show it to Stav and say, I'm not allowed to look at it.
because you're not allowed to look at it.
But then I have to look at it
no,
myself.
No, you don't.
No.
Because then you...
No, then you have to go, let me see.
I just want it to be fair.
And then I go, let's not show it.
Yeah,
then.
Exactly, Adam. You just robbed
us of
45 seconds.
I can't believe that shit still works.
You just robbed us of...
Obviously, it still works. Otherwise, you wouldn't be crying about it.
It feels... It feels
we can
like
see that for the fans at home,
he's
Adam
tearing
is,
up.
He's
dude.
Crying.
There's
it feels
three
like
tears
when you
on
get
his
called
right
over
cheek.
To your friend's house, and he's like, you want to play video games? And he's like, oh, it's a one-player game. And then you just fucking sit there. And
that never happened to me because all my friends respected me.
No. My friends were like, oh, I died too fast. Give me another turn.
You need to stand up for yourself, Adam.
I would stand. And then we'd get into a physical altercation.
And then they would fuck you up.
No, I would. I won some fights. I was kind of bigger for my age at a younger age.
Nah. No,
early
weren't.
Elementary,
no,
I was.
No, you weren't.
No, this is another case of you thinking you're good at something and then it's proven
it's
that not
you're me not. Thinking I'm good at something. It's you, just stating a fact about growth
you,
percentiles.
You having a rude awakening.
Height percentiles.
Adam's mental image as a fourth grader was that he was 6'2".
Taller than he is now.
Taller than everything.
Had an eight pack.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was actually the coolest kid in school. And then it was only later when I was brutally ripped away from my fake reality.
I never said that.
That's
but you said you stopped growing.
I did
like
get a lot
grade.
Of pussy. I did get a lot of pussy in like kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah,
like fake sex, showing penis and vagina and stuff. It was like really, yeah. It was kind of a little graphic.
Did so you were molesting children?
No, like a girl would like
overly sexual.
Show each other children. Our privates and stuff. My girlfriend in kindergarten.
Did you ever touch her pussy?
I don't know if I touched it. I think we would kiss each other's butts.
Each other's butts?
Yeah, yeah. She'd be like, let me kiss your... We kiss each other's, like, butt cheeks.
Nice,
We dude. Thought that's what adults
no over-sexualized, molested child that Adam...
No, you're just discovering your body, Nick. It's normal.
I
it's
never
not
did
molesting.
That.
Adam is...
I never kissed anyone's butt, I'll
once
tell you
Adam
that.
Once Adam got the sweet taste of child sex.
Child asshole.
And now he can't stop thinking.
No, that's not...
it's been 29 years, and he's still thinking about it.
I have to reread Lolita. I haven't read it forever, but
it's so good.
That's how he justifies it.
I'm reading Blood Meridian right now. I just started.
Why are you changing the subject? It's interesting.
Because you brought it up.
It's interesting.
You brought it up many times. I finally read it.
Very quickly.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. I wish I could just sit
no,
in.
No, I will
stand
by.
I wish I could sit in while you go to therapy.
Quite interesting how quickly
and
you
then
change
say
the
all,
subject.
Say all this to your therapist. I have my own notepad. I'm sitting there. What do you have down? Oh, okay. Yeah, I've written down something similar. This is all very interesting to me. We'll talk about it later.
We don't take notes. He doesn't take notes. We're just pals. We shoot the shit.
There's a little button next to his chair that he's pressing, and there's a secretary listening in, taking furious notes.
I'm fucking secret stenographer in the fucking closet, getting everything down.
Right.
I need to see what goes in the act or not.
Mm-hmm. Adam's walking out. He's like, wow, thanks. That guy just gets me for some reason, and there's a sign that says, therapist for pedophiles. On the building.
Why are you accusing me of that?
He didn't notice.
No, he's not accusing you of that.
I'm not accusing you of it.
Well, he's just saying that's what it is.
Why are you being
that's not quite an accusation.
I'm
is
just
it?
Shady. I'm
painting,
that's
shady.
No, I'm painting an image
No,
for
you're
people.
Being shady.
In a very Gary Larson fashion, I'm using you as a prop for...
Who's Gary Larson?
You wrote
I don't know
the,
who that
did
is.
The Far Side comics.
Oh. Nice. Anyway, so is that the last child's ass you kissed, Adam?
Yeah, I didn't get any pussy until I was 18 after that, basically.
Nice. So you were a big, strong boy up until fourth grade?
Yeah, it's like maybe second or third grade.
So you were
and
fucking
then everyone
people
started
up
growing.
First grade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. What video games
Puberty
were you playing?
Came late. You know, Super Mario, Donkey Kong Country. You know, all
I
the hits.
I suck dick at level video games.
Really? That's what
so
I played primarily.
Level video games.
The guy played sports games.
But what do you mean level?
Shit, where there were levels you had to win. Mario, Donkey Kong.
I don't think that's the name of it, but I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Level games, dude. Shit, I only got to like the second level of the Lion King video game, but I played the first level every day. Like,
do you remember Turtles in Time? The Ninja Turtles
game. That was
game.
A good one. The only game I really almost beat one. Was the Power Rangers game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where they would give you codes?
Suck my fucking penis.
I am fucking gay.
Suck my fucking penis.
My dick small as shit.
Suck my fucking penis. My little fucking gay ass penis.
My little fucking fucked up penis.
What are you boys watching in there? Power Rangers. Okay.
Suck my fucking penis.
Suck my fucking penis.
My dick is small.
That big like robot dinosaur just forcing a monster to blow it. Suck my fucking penis.
Damn, what's up with Rita Repulsa or whatever the fuck? I'm trying to get head from her.
She transitions.
The Power Rangers will titty fuck me or I will destroy them. I think I watched a pornography where someone was like that.
Yeah. A Power Rangers porn?
Yeah, I think so.
Suck my fucking penis.
She fucked Zordon or whatever?
Yeah, no, she would put the, she would make the regular monster fuck her, and then she would cast that spell to make him large and rip her in half.
She was like, what was she, like Filipino?
Yeah, she was some.
Yeah.
I remember that was a real, as a very small youth, a sexual awakening for me in terms of maybe wanting to be dominated by an Asian rude lady.
Rita Repulsa.
And I've only fucked two Asian women.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, I know. No one asked you, Adam. We know.
I didn't really like Power Rangers, but I liked that all the money was going to Israel. So
yeah. Your parents made you watch it. Every TV in your house was just tuned to Power Rangers all the time.
Chaim Saban gives a lot of money.
She was probably
to
Japanese, right? Because she came from the original.
She probably
show.
Was.
Did she?
Yeah. The original.
Did they
show,
dub her?
The original show that the Power Rangers were pedophiles in Japan.
Damn, what is
right?
Rita
all the
like?
Fight scenes were from the original show, right?
Yes. Now I'm trying to look her up.
Well, what's funny too is because in Japan, like Power Rangers, that was like 19 different shows. They had so many shows where the premise was there's those guys, and then they have like a mech.
Yeah,
100%. They imported Spider-Man. And then Spider-Man looked like one of them, and then for some reason he just
gave him a
mech. I've seen Asian Spider-Man. Yeah,
it's like there wasn't enough of Spider-Man as it is. Mm-hmm. You felt you needed to add. He's got a Zord.
Her name was Machiko Soga.
Yeah, nice. Definitely Japanese.
And I would smash, even out. But it would have to. I would really want the headpiece. She has some curls, which I like, in her normal life. Oh, shit. Dude, there's some Japanese shit where she fights. Rita's got, like, a fucking warrior suit on.
Damn, that's so cool.
She gets gangbanged by all the putties.
Now let's... Yeah.
Let me get some pussy. Yeah, the show adapted stock footage from the Japanese TV series... Kyoryu Sentai Zeiranger.
Bad news. Rita, Machiko Soga nude returns no results.
Well, just look up any Japanese woman.
Hold on. Power Rangers porn. I just want to see someone in the suit. Oh, these are two people in suits fucking, but you don't see cock. They just pull their cocks out.
Do you jack off to parody porn, or you just watch it out of fascination?
It depends.
I think I jacked off to Nailin Palin.
Yes, I absolutely jacked off to Nailin Palin.
But most
Palin.
Of them, I just kind of want to see what they're all about and laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And then jack off to something good.
Exactly. That's the appetizer.
Yeah.
I think I started to jack. I jacked my dick a couple strokes to... I think there was a SpongeBob one because the lady that played Sandy was hot. I think
what?
Skin Diamond was the woman. And then I went and looked up
five
her other
young
work.
Warriors from an ancient civilization of dinosaur evolved humans are awakened during the present day after 170 million years of suspended animation when their sworn enemy Bandora the Witch.
That's a cooler name than.
Yeah, is inadvertently. Released from her magical container on planet Nemesis by two astronauts. The five warriors, the Zayu Rangers, must summon the power of mechanical-looking deities known as guardian beasts, each modeled after a different prehistoric beast in order to protect man. So that's pretty much the same show, I guess. Except in the American version, they had to change it so that they're modern-day teens because Americans can't consume media without thinking they could possibly be the heroes.
Right.
That I could potentially be summoned by a bong with a face.
Yeah.
To
go off, Nick.
Drive a mech.
That's PC culture
the
for you,
Japanese
bro.
Instead the can Japanese sit there and live their lives, be content with themselves, and understand that they are not these people. They will never be
they
these
will
people.
Never achieve anything but be a cog in the machine,
they
and they're happy to be a cog.
They're happy to be.
They mm-hmm. know their place in society.
Exactly.
Whereas
right.
every dumb asshole in America...
Yeah.
We all think we're special.
Well, very much so you, Adam. That's a you kind of thing. Just a little boy molested. molesting other children.
It's not molesting. It's just exploration.
Imagining himself having sex with the Power Rangers.
I was imagining myself having sex.
I will have sex with all of them. And that, sorry.
Even Zach?
Ninja, Blue Ranger? How about this one? Ninja Sentai Kaku Ranger.
Ninja Sentai Kaku Ranger?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Suck my little cock.
Yeah. No, all of the... Yeah, look. So Japan had like a million shows like this.
Yeah. And it just happened to catch... That one just happened to
catch
It
was all on. Karate shit mixed with like Transformers shit.
Yeah, but they're ninja dressed like Power Rangers and then they have a fucking Zord. And then in the 70s, Japan was like, oh yeah, this is the show. And they would just make that over and over again.
No, hey, don't fuck with a winning formula.
Suck my little penis. Suck. I am fucking gay. My dick is small.
I mean, how much did that rip when the fucking solo came on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so sick.
I remember getting so fucking amped as a child, dude.
Who
and then getting even more amped when the Dunkaroos commercial came on. During
That one was good.
Where they do the different kinds of ways they dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. That, you know what really fucking pissed me off, though, was Cookie Crisp, because their commercials were good as fuck.
Cookie Crisp?
And then when I got Cookie Crisp cereal, it fucking sucked dick.
What?
I just thought it was cookies.
For breakfast.
But it wasn't really cookies, man.
They were little cookies.
No, they fucking weren't. Were there any fucking chocolate chips, or was it just fucking food
dye? There were chocolate
dye?
Chips in them.
That wasn't real chocolate, man.
It wasn't?
No, you fucking putz.
I don't remember Cookie Crisps enough. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted. Apology accepted, but it's fucked up. Now let me look up porn Power Rangers and kind of take a look at what we got. Oh shit. What?
This is so funny. So this is a Wikipedia article on the guy that wrote the Power Rangers theme.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some musicians. All of his compositions for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and series and various other Saban productions were credited to Shuki Levy and Kusa Maki Haim Saban. This was so that the pair could collect royalties for Wasserman's work.
Incredible.
Yeah. While working on the show, Saban asked Wasserman to come up with an artist name, as they did not want it to appear as though one person was doing all of the music.
That's insane. Mm-hmm.
We're going to take all of your money, but we also don't want anyone figuring out that it's you.
My friend's uncle did Pokemon.
To make sure that you're not poached and you don't get work elsewhere, we're going to take all the credit, but also you have to come up with a name so no one knows how to find you.
You will get absolutely nothing out of your hard work.
You will get nothing.
Not money or the ability
to
parlay
to
into future
an
work.
Employee, and then your work, which transcends the medium, will not be rewarded. To you, us, we'll get it, but
for doing nothing, by the way, for being richer than you, is the reason we get everything.
Yeah.
Damn. Everyone, keep not buying Soda Streams. Fuck Haim Saban.
Mm-hmm.
BDS, baby.
Yeah.
Big Dick Syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you want to do BDS, maybe you shouldn't breathe air. Did you know air was invented in Israel?
In Israel.
Maybe you shouldn't. Nice pants. Did you know the Jews invented
what?
Pants?
So yes. Really?
You can't text,
so you couldn't
bro.
See their little ass dicks?
Yeah, I love that shit. Where
Jews
like,
invented SMS technology, bro. Yeah.
Really?
No, they do that. That's one of the things. Like, oh, BDS? You might as well get rid of your cell phone.
Yeah.
Because cell phones, they have those in Israel.
You can't use computers because the Pentium chips were made in Israel.
Is that so?
That's like... The classic.
That's not what BDS
Zionist
is.
Line.
It's like specific products.
Right.
That
you
not
you don't
to
buy
use.
Sabra hummus.
Like, don't look at that. Just listen to the part about the Pentium thing.
What else? Sabra.
SodaStream. Yeah, it's like companies that have shit set up in like occupied. You know.
That makes sense. Damn, Sabra is the best mass hummus. That's the problem.
You can make your own better hummus very easily.
Yeah, but it's hard work.
Get a food processor or use the fucking Vitamix.
I use the Vitamix. I made it a couple weeks ago.
But tell me it's not easier to buy it at a store.
It's that might be easier, but you can make better hummus very easily at home.
It's not worth the juice ain't worth the squeeze, brother. Takes like fucking 30 minutes to make hummus.
No, not that
what
long.
What are you out? You're out of your mind.
Not
you get
that
a can
long
of garbanzo beans, throw it in there with a little bit of tahini.
Tahini, some lemon.
Some
I
lemon.
Put sour cream in it. It was dank.
No.
It was good.
First of all, if you really want to make it good, you got to peel every garbanzo individually.
No, you get it from LaGoya. You get
to make
can.
It creamy.
Just get a can of fucking chickpeas.
Not only is it fat, it's very Greek. As the statement goes,
that's how you make good. For real, yeah. Dude.
Just the Zorba music.
You gotta fucking peel them each individually to make it creamy.
Just stop like wearing a bunch of bracelets saying this.
I do want bracelets, honestly. I think I'm gonna get a bracelet.
Like, yeah, all, like the same amount of bracelets that like middle-aged hair and makeup women. All those
tennis
women.
Bracelets.
What are we doing today? Just your hair? Yeah. What are you, a slave? What do you have all those chains?
I've heard that that's how you make good ass hummus. Alan Resnick said his father peels each individual bean.
You have to cook them, though, right?
No. You get canned. Each individual bean you peel.
Oh, you peel the little outer part?
Exactly.
But you could just put it in the food processor.
The skin?
The skin fucks up the consistency, man.
Oh.
I'm going to make a peeled hummus just to show you fucking rubes what it's really like.
All right.
And it won't need any fucking enhancers like sour cream. No shit, it tastes better with sour cream or whatever you put.
Yeah. No, I just stick with the basics.
Tahini, garbanzo beans.
Maybe a little bit of chili powder.
A little bit of that, a little bit of lemon.
What about cumin?
No,
fuck you guys.
You're listening to a gay SMR podcast. Ew. Oh, boy.
Suck my little penis. Have you guys ever been to Suck Francisco?
Oh, Jerry's. Remember that? The radio spots?
No,
for Jerry's what? Subs and Pizza?
No. I didn't listen to radio until late in life.
Come on. How is that possible?
I didn't really listen to radio, except my mom would listen to NPR sometimes.
That's radio.
Yeah, but they didn't have Jerry Subs and Pizza on NPR.
Yeah, you wouldn't listen. You would never.
I listened to HFS in high school.
As a child, you never had the instinct to like press the button to change the channel ever.
I don't think we really bumped radio like that in my home, dude. Oh, you mean in the car?
In a car, anyway.
The car, we always had Greek tapes blaring.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel
like the radio was on always.
Yeah.
Always. The radio was on.
I used to listen to a lot of Jim Rome with my dad.
Nah, dude,
I don't remember my parents really watching TV, but they would both just they would always have the fucking radio on.
No, we cranked that fucking Televisio, baby.
A lot of Prairie Home Companion. I'd be like, this shit's boring.
Prairie Home Companion sucks dick.
I don't understand even what the point is of it.
Well, didn't they like?
It's because Midwestern people think they should control the culture.
We're
and
not
they
even Midwestern.
Because they're in the middle of the country.
Yeah, and it's boring.
They
as
don't
fuck.
Deserve anything.
Yeah. No.
That's who likes Prairie Home Companion is snob Midwesterners.
Mm. And like NPR,
boomer,
like
snob Midwesterners.
Volvo NPR people. Oh, I guess I'm insulting.
That you're fucking Simpsons episode where they make fun of Prairie Home Companion is so goddamn funny. Remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Where it comes on or whatever, and it's fucking Garrison Keillor, and they're like, well, I'm fucking playing.
Garrison Keillor, like, they said he raped?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got me too'd.
For what? What'd he do?
Well, he put someone to sleep with his show, and then he molested
and then
he
raped them. Yeah, that's why. I have to make a show so boring that I'll be able to molest.
Well, sir, it has been an uneventful week in Badger Falls, where the women are robust, the men are pink-cheeked, and the children are pink-cheeked and robust. What the hell's so funny? The Apple Biscuit Cafe. Smiles are free, don't you know? Svein Enquist studied the menu, and finally he ordered the same thing he has every day.
Maybe it's the TV.
But TV, be more funny. Well, sir, I think it is time to turn this pledge drive over to Troy McClure. I can't keep up this pace forever.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might...
Anyways.
What the hell is everybody laughing
at? Yeah, what the hell's so funny? Yeah. Literally just saying your shit sucks. cutting it back to it three times to flame it.
You remember that defending the caveman shit?
No.
That was funnier than Garrison Keillor, but that was the same kind of just garbage.
I don't at all. Who's that?
It was a guy that would do... it's a play.
Oh, fuck plays,
Rob,
dude.
Rob Becker, but it was like...
Suck my dick, dude.
Yeah, radio
it's
play?
Like, it's some, like, gender bullshit, you know, where he goes on stage. Let me find quotes from it. But, yeah, no,
sounds like bullshit.
It sucks.
Sounds like when, like, stand-ups do, like, a one-man play.
A blend of stand-up comedy, lecture...
Boo!
And therapy session.
Suck my fucking dick.
It attempts to resolve the war between the sexes. The play manages to stand up from the male viewpoint while still being sympathetic to the female side of issues as well.
That shit is gay.
Becker describes the play as a vehicle for showing that men have emotions, but they express them differently.
Oh my fucking God. He made a one man show out of women be like.
Yeah.
Men be like, women be like. Mm-hmm. those guys are so much funnier than anything this asshole's ever done.
Right. I mean, that's what it is.
It's it's NPR Def Jam. Yeah. And without any of the charisma or fucking stage presence.
Yeah.
Bible would evolve with different instincts. Right? All right, the hunter. Okay, think of the hunter like this. The hunter is somebody who will concentrate on his prey. Right, to the exclusion of everything else in the whole wide world until it is dead. Right? Men are great at that.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, it does have some drawbacks. Yeah, that is why a guy has to turn the radio down when he gets lost.
I mean, come on.
He has the
dude.
Exact same mannerisms as Tom Myers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're
this
the same guy.
Brutal.
Yeah. He's Tom without the beauty of schizophrenia.
Right. Nice, dude. That was
like, if I read the paper, Mariah will try and talk to me. Because, I mean, she knows that she can read a paper and talk to me at the same time. Yeah, must be nice. I have to put my finger down.
This is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
What the hell is everybody laughing at?
The premise is men have to put the finger down when they're reading the newspaper.
Which I don't.
I've never done that in my life.
And then, you know, the audience is filled with guys that are like, oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
That was successful.
Yeah, well, I used to hear radio ads for it all the time. They're like, defending the caveman and fucking, you know, whatever the venue.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I cannot believe
that's
that
rough
bullshit.
Stuff.
Yeah.
If that, and listen, if you're out there, suck my fucking dick, a guy who wrote that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defend these nuts, actually.
Wait, Don't Tell Me is also brutal.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Every.
It sucks.
It sucks so bad.
I hate
bad.
It.
Every joke crushes.
I was in a cab one time and a guy was listening to it. I was like, can you turn this off?
I hate it. It's the easiest questions in the world.
Yeah.
And every single joke just murders.
I know, dude. Paula Poundstone's on that bitch all the time.
I fuck with her.
You fuck with her or you fuck her?
I fucked her. Didn't she molest a kid?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if she molested or she drove drunk with kids in the car or something.
Well, that's all right. That's just being a parent.
Would you rather molest a kid or drive drunk?
Drive drunk?
I guess so, yeah. I guess it would have to be drive drunk.
Would you rather?
Great one.
Damn, that's one that even caught me off guard for how fucking stupid it was.
How about wait, don't fuck me?
Oh. And if you're lucky, we'll have the voice of that old guy call you and have phone sex with you.
Yeah, any comedy that's meant for people that are... that it all sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad.
If you went to school, stop trying to have a good time.
Yeah,
people were linking to it on Twitter, but the NPR, like, Jeffrey Epstein article after the suicide, the alleged suicide, had, like, the last paragraph was, like, if you're struggling with depression, they had to do it. Mm. They had to do it.
Jeffrey Epstein is, like, the prime NPR listener.
Mm-hmm.
A richer, older guy, Democrat.
Yep.
You know, philanthropist.
Yes.
Fucking over the generation below him to
selfish.
To an extent that they'll never recover.
Yeah.
You know,
the planet will never.
Private island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destroying the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
But wearing fucking, you know, houndstooth and horn-rimmed glasses
for sure. That video of him in the Canada Goose jacket someone posted, immaculate drip.
Yeah, he
too much sauce.
He did have a lot of sauce. But R.I.P. We talked about it at last step, but have they found Ghislaine?
No, that picture in the Daily Mail was
it's fake. Yeah,
and to the extent that it's like. Once you see the original pictures that went up before they pulled them, it's like, oh, this is ridiculous. Her lawyer submitted the pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they planted it.
They planted it.
Because the day before, they said she was in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
To throw people off the scent.
Manchester by the P.
It did make me want to see the movie Good Boys.
Yeah.
Looks like those
that's
boys are having
call,
a lot of fun.
That's what they call Quincy. Manchester by the P. It's rather by a big toilet.
Oh yeah, you hear
you see that?
You fucking pieces of
you
shit
take
in
that,
Quincy?
Quincy.
I'm about to go to North Andover.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You gonna get some Boston punani?
No, I'm going to my cousin's.
I was doing like a Boston guy by myself the other day, where you just list people. They're like, yeah, I used to think, that Jerry Seinfeld guy was a faggot. You know, until I found out he was, you know, he's from Quincy. He's a Southie guy. you just do it with everybody. Yeah, I used to think who else? Hey, because it's not funny most of the time, but then you'll land on somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I used to think that Joe Isuzu guy was a faggot, but until I found out he's actually from Quincy.
That literally would make such a difference to people, to those guys.
They love Boston so much.
Well, just but you do it with absolutely everybody. So
yeah.
Everybody that's named is like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to think Kelsey Grammer was kind of a faggot. So I found out, you know, he's a Southie guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, his folks are from Quincy. So.
That's good because his name is perfect in a Boston accent.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Grammer.
Kelsey Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma.
The Grand Budapest Hotel. Do you want to go see the Grand Budapest Hotel?
I used to think that movie sucked until I found out it happened in Newton.
It actually takes place in Quincy. That's one of those things you keep repeating and it just gets fun. Yeah. I feel like Dominic Strauss kind of.
Our old pal.
Jeez. Yeah, so I'm actually from Quincy. I thought that Cruz and Joe List guy was a faggot. It turns out he's from South Boston. He's from Quincy. So, yeah, I guess all that stuff he says is a joke. Can't be real.
There's never been any gay guys.
There hasn't been a single gay guy.
Yeah, I'm
from
Boston. From Quincy, so a lot of times guys will come up to me after the show. They'll be like, all that gay stuff, that's just a joke, right? No, I'm gay. I'm like, but, well, you're from Quincy. I said, yeah, some people from Boston are gay. And I don't know. They just start fuming and seeing red.
It gets me kind of horny.
Yeah, it gets me horny. Invite him into the bathroom to cool down in the toilet. And then, listen, buddy, looking a little red in the face. Maybe I'll shove your head in the toilet and fuck you. Maybe I'll suck you off from behind while your head's in your bowl.
Cool off in the back. Yeah. Well, I suck your dick from the back.
Suck me from the other side. Suck my dick from behind.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Ask you to suck on my dick from my ass.
To look at my ass while you suck.
Yeah, like you blow me while you're using my ass like a periscope.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I have.
15 degrees down bubble.
Oh, damn. That makes me, speaking of Kelsey Grammer. That makes me want to watch Down Periscope.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you want to watch Down Periscope or suck Kelsey Grammer's cock?
No, watch the movie down.
Are you sure?
I want to fuck Lauren about the, Holly.
Who's Lauren Who? Holly?
Isn't that the bitch in the movie?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fucked her.
She was so hot, dude.
Yeah, I already fucked her.
What?
I actually fucked her. She said she would have fucked you, but your dick smelled bad.
That is true. That is exactly what happened. Man, it really is a crime that women get older.
Really? I think it's beautiful.
Damn, Harry Dean Stanton's in it. And Bruce Dern.
Yeah, dude, Harry Dean Stanton is in fucking everything.
And Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
It was William funny. H. Macy, Rip Torn. That's an incredible cast.
Down Periscope was the first movie I saw where I was like aware of Harry Dean Stanton as an actor. As a kid, I'm like, this guy's great. What's his name?
Yeah.
And then I knew who Harry Dean Stanton was.
He's the best.
Was it demonstrating how the pressure crushes the submarine like a soda can?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he hangs that string up. That was like a... That was an intense scene for a comedy movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, it's a comedy?
Yeah, of course. Kelsey Grammer, king of comedy.
Come on.
What, you think it's
down
like
down Periscope was fucking U571.
Yeah, you think it's like some submarine drama?
I honestly did. That's why I was like, Rob Schneider, what?
Now that it was a serious
Crimson
movie.
Tide.
Yeah, I literally did. Mm-hmm. Kelsey could play something serious, dude. He's got the gravitas.
Crimson Tide, classic.
That is a good one.
Simpson Bruckheimer banger.
That is a very good one.
Denzel.
You mean to tell me you ain't never worked with a black man on this ship before? That's not what I'm saying, Cookie. He just calls him Cookie the whole time. Listen, Cookie, give me the goddamn coat. You either give me that fucking coat or I'll suck your cock.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scene from Crimson Tide.
Mm-hmm. They call it a submarine. You know why? Because I'll sub for you. I'm a sub machine. I met a sub machine gun. It's a gun that's just sucking dick for cash, getting fucked. No, Robert De Niro calls Cuba Gooding Jr. Cookie in Men of Honor.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen that.
Oh, you won't be a die boy, eh, Cookie? You won't be a big diver man, huh?
He has to go.
Cookie boy.
Ain't that the right chocolate chip boy?
I think it's every actor's dream to play a racist southerner from the mid 20th century. When you go to Juilliard, you just fantasize about the day that you'll be able to call $1 million black actor the N-word to his face and character repeatedly for months on end.
That's the pinnacle of your craft.
Yeah. And to conspire with the director to make sure that the actor you're working with actually feels that you are genuinely racist so that you can get out of him everything that you need.
Yeah, dude, acting is such bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Having said that, I want to be in the pictures, dude.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Let's all just do cameo roles for the next decade.
That'd be
awesome.
I
would love to.
The three of us.
Yeah, just like, oh, they got the cum boys. Yeah. That?
We can be like the Lone Rangers in the X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Remember the computer guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't they give them a spinoff?
They did have a spinoff for a while. It's called The Big Bang Theory.
I think I never watched the X-Files, but I think I watched like one episode of the spinoff.
Yeah.
I used to watch it every Friday with my dad.
I think
Andrew Yang should go on The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. Should go on what?
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, that's
They
the
wouldn't
demo.
Know, like, just...
Oh, hold on. You guys keep talking. That might be FedEx.
I think it is. There was a note.
Yeah, I saw a note.
Have you ever been to San Francisco, Adam?
Of course.
I've never been. What should I do?
It's a really incredible city.
Yeah.
It's filled with the worst people.
What do you
It's a tragedy.
Gay guys, huh?
No, like
pretty
tech,
fucked up,
tech,
you would say that.
Tech assholes.
I'm staying in Oakland. Thank you to everyone
Bay,
who came yesterday,
the
I guess.
East Bay is really nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever get your balls licked in San Francisco?
I got my balls licked in both the East Bay and San Francisco. I did a little sex tourism.
By who?
Just a young lady.
Yeah.
This was maybe 7 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were young and hot, not ugly like you are now.
No, I was much uglier then, actually.
No.
No, I was. I get better looking every year.
No, you don't.
No, it's true.
You look like shit.
Stop, it's true.
No, you look bad.
I look good.
You look fine.
I look fine.
I'm trying to get some dim sum.
Yeah, I would say...
What did you get from FedEx?
I didn't get anything from FedEx. Somebody sent me
something. Somebody sent
Golden, snakes Golden Gate Park's really nice. Maybe try to go up to like
Golden Gate. I leave for 5 seconds and Adam's already gaying it up.
No, Sob's
trying to turn this into a gay Sob's sex saying, tourism trip.
Sob's asking what he should do in San Francisco.
And he kept telling me this fuck oh, list of guys' names.
Maybe take a drive,
to San Francisco
a drive up,
without me?
Take a drive up to
going
Marin?
To San Francisco and you didn't invite me. And you know how much I love the PCH.
Are you
going
to have a car up there?
I don't know. Probably not.
Are you going to have any free days?
I have a free day.
Drive down to Big Sur, dude.
Big Sur, huh?
Yeah. Drive down to Big Sur.
It's a full
eat a half
house.
Eat half a tab of acid.
In which we're living. The house is full and the mom is dead.
Yeah, go to the Full House.
The uncles are gay with each other. One of them has a beard named Rebecca.
That's the Family Matters song.
And then, and you know it's a full house.
Because
it, my dick is because it's three gay guys. And the three gay guys represent the queens. And then the other two cards are the uncle. I don't know. Something like that. Days go by.
Isn't that Family Matters?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, dude. Just shut up.
It's a... retarded black kid.
Just sitting in the library singing that. And they're like, you have to be quiet. And you're like, I'm singing the fucking Full House theme.
I'm doing the Full House
I'm
song.
I'm singing the Full House
Shut
theme.
Shut up. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck off. God
fuck
damn
you.
It. Shit.
You fucking bitch.
Shut up.
Shut the hell up. I'm on the phone.
How about looking at porn in the library when they come over? They're like, excuse me. You're like, you're supposed to shut the fuck up.
I'm getting hard quietly.
Ma'am, you're supposed to shut up in the fucking library.
My friend George saw a retarded man jacking off in the library one time. His head was right by the screen. And he just had his dick all the way out. It was in our college library.
That is perfect. Well, you seen that video of like that Asian kid beating off at the computer and the black guy walks up to him in the library. He's like, hey, man, I got a question. And the Asian kid immediately pulls the chair forward and he's like holding a folder over his head. He's like, fuck, get out of here. Don't take a picture.
I have not seen that.
And he's like, why you got to beat your meat in the library? He's like, get the fuck. It's my right. Get out of here. My dick is small.
You about to drive to Boston with no AC, Adam?
Yeah, I'm going to die, dude. It's going to be like 90 today. No AC.
Yeah.
I was too proud to get it fixed on Tuesday.
Why didn't you get it fixed?
It wasn't because I was too proud. It's because they needed to order a part. And it wouldn't be ready by today.
What was the part?
Looks like your boy bought a lemon.
You did?
Yeah, a condenser.
Was it a part that you have to put in your ass so it doesn't suck up all the cold air?
Yeah, exactly.
Because your ass is so big.
It keeps breaking because my ass keeps sucking up all the cold air. Sort of
That's
like a black
fucked
hole.
Up, dude. Yeah. That's actually fucked up that your ass is that big and gaping.
I think I'll try to hit the New Balance outlet, though. Per your recommendation.
Dude, I got fuck it. Shouts out to the New Balance outlet. Your boy went.
I found the video, but it won't play.
Oh, man.
Anyways, that's the Asian kid's doing. He's holding that piece of paper over his face.
He's like hiding with a piece of paper.
It looks good. I have the Power Rangers porn parody. Oh, hell yeah. I'm trying to watch Rita get fucked, actually.
Damn, I think I need to go home, actually, before I leave. I think I forgot deodorant.
Okay. Shut up. Show me Rita's
Nick,
pussy.
Can I borrow... Can I just get a swipe of deodorant?
I don't have deodorant.
You don't wear deodorant?
I do not wear deodorant, no.
Why not?
I don't smell.
I smell bad unless I wear it.
No, no. I don't need to bathe. I don't need to do shit.
There's no way
bathe.
You don't smell.
Yeah, but I just use water. Look at my fucking hands. Look how dirty I am.
But you don't smell?
I do not smell. I leave no scent, leave no trace.
There's no way that's true.
Oh, tactical. It's kind of a ninja thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have no pheromones, so you're not hot and fuckable.
Yeah, so women aren't attracted to you?
Women
you don't
smell
understand.
My fat pits.
You don't understand how pheromones work.
I do.
It's from having stinky pits that girls want to sniff.
Pheromones don't have a scent.
Oh, they do, though.
Yeah, they do.
No. You just smell bad outside of that.
I smell bad unless I wear deodorant, like most people.
Yeah.
Especially
I'm
during
not,
the summer.
I'm not like most people.
This
I'm
is
unique.
Just a gang
I'm not
thing.
Like most
tactical.
Girls.
I'm different.
I'm different.
I'm not like other girls.
I'm like Lizzo. I'm basically... They call me the Lizzo of the right.
The intellectual dark web's Rizzo, Nick Mullen.
Yeah. I can't Lizzo. Help that my juice is so fat, or whatever the lyrics are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lizzo's good, though.
Lizzo West.
Yeah, that song's nice.
She's got a couple bangers.
Yep. Family matters.
She sang that?
Said it better, something family. And here comes Steve Urkel, and it's family matters. Family matters. And here comes Urkel. He's got a new invention for Carl. Yeah, it's a family matter show.
It's a family motherfucking matter.
Family motherfucking matters.
And it matters for you.
You know that Lizzo song.
I know that song, I guess.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, listen.
Guys, come see me on Thursday in Los Angeles at the Lodge Room. There are tickets available at the 9:30.
Yes.
Check on my Instagram and Twitter for links. I'll keep posting them until the show, desperately asking people to come see
You're
me.
You're going to do well. Go see my boy.
It'll go great. I'm excited.
Same day, I'm in Seattle on the 29th and in Portland on the 30th. Buy tickets to that. And then I am in Philly on the 21st and then Fort Wayne and Indianapolis on the 27th and 28th. As always, come see us. Funny Moms on Mondays. I'm at Fat Tuesdays. At the Stand every Tuesday. All that good shit. Buy Nikki Boy's t-shirts at cum.town.
We got Funny Moms tomorrow.
Yeah, come to Funny Moms tomorrow.
Is that it?
Or suck us. Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to end the show to wear a condom. I love wear condom. It feels so good on my penis. I can't wait to for the first time wear a condom later.
Do you ever jack? I jacked up with a condom on when I was like 12.
I have. I put my penis in condom. All right.